Want you.
There's a guy that listens named Dan Seymour in New Jersey who has sent us wonderful gifts. Like he does woodcrafts and stuff.
Yes,
and
he does.
And one time he sent an email that listed off all of the things that he enjoys that we make fun of regularly. And it was everything about his life. And he actually said that he often listens through gritted teeth.
Yep.
But he knows that we're not really talking about him.
By the way, Dan, thanks for the latest pens.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do we plug him? How do you plug a guy who makes pens?
He has a website.
He does have a website.
Steve, what is his website?
His website is smwoodcrafts.com.
By the way, one of the best parts about the gift that he sent us of the pens is the fact that it's a regular pen, but it's made of wood.
It's an ink. It's a very, very fine, one-of-a-kind pen each of us got.
Yeah. And he sent Steve one like he had sent all of us before, and then he also sent Hot Wings, Zane, Joe, and I a newer one that's a little shorter that'll fit in your pocket and be hidden. And Zane came in here the morning that we got them, and I left them on everybody's desk after I opened it.
Yeah.
And Zane is looking at it, and he goes, I can't figure out how to get this.
Get the pen part out. How do you write with this?
Yeah,
how do
you
thing
how does
open?
This
I'm
pen
pushing
work?
It and twisting it and twisting, push.
And I gave the explicit instruction of pull.
Pull the cap off.
One second later, ink revealed. Glorious.
I hate you guys for making fun of me about not being able to take a pen cap off. I'm never going to come to work again. I'm so mad. How